I'd like to begin this morning by reading a passage selected by Shinran expressing the wonder of receiving a life as a human being. 親鸞聖人の人間の人生をいただくありがたさを表す御三代をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。Considering then this human existence, hard is it to obtain? It is like the blossoming of a rare and precious flower. Truly we have come now to hear the Pure Land teaching, so rare to encounter.Truly, we have encountered the opening of the Dharma gate of the Nembutsu.
今、人として生まれたことを考えると、それは実に得がたいことである。このことは、例えば、うどん芸が初めて咲くようなものである。今まさに聞きがたい浄土の教えを聞く縁に会うことができた。今まさに念仏の教えが解き開けるときに会うことができたと。
なまんだ、つなまんだ、つなまんだ、つなまんだ、つなまんだ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。You perhaps noticed that this morning in the front row of our pews here over to the right side, we have, my right, to your left, we have several girls in their Girl Scout uniforms. And as you may know, today is Girl Scout Sunday. で、今日は、まあ、ガロスカウトサンデー、ガロスカウトの日曜日で、今日は、たくさんの、ガロスカウトが、こういう制服を着て、今日お参りをしていただくことができました。So, yesterday I was thinking about, you know, Girl Scouts. I knew today was going to be Girl Scout Sunday. I kind of had Girl Scouts on my mind. And for me, when I think about Girl Scouts, maybe you're this way too. I think about Girl Scout cookies, right? まあ、Girl Scout 考えたら Girl Scout のクッキーを考えますね。So yesterday, on my way home from the temple, I stopped by the San Mateo Library and I saw a table.Of Girl Scout cookies set out, and there was a girl there selling Girl Scout cookies, just like we had here last Sunday here at our temple. And so this was familiar, and as I walked into the library, I saw those cookies, and I just, as soon as I walked past, I started thinking about the most delicious cookies in the world, which are Thin Mints, right?でまあ、私がそのグロースカウトクッキーのテーブルを見たら、やっぱりそのティンミントというクッキーが一番おいしいと思いました。So I went in the library and I checked out my books and I came back out and I stopped by the table and the whole time I'd been thinking about thin mints and how delicious they taste and bringing back all kinds of memories from my childhood. My mom had a coworker whose daughter was a Girl Scout and so, you know, maybe once or twice a year my mom would come home with a box of thin mints.And it was a rare kind of treat in my family, so I was thinking, oh, I could really go for some thin mints. Maybe I could bring some home and share one with my family and have the rest for myself. And so I walked up and I said, do you have any thin mints? And they said, no, I'm sorry, we sold out several hours ago. And I was so devastated. Like, oh! And I went through this whole cycle of, in the Buddhist tradition, we talk about the six realms of rebirth. Have you heard about this teaching? This idea that in Buddhism there are six different kind of lives that you can have, six different kinds of birth that you can receive. Okay, so I started out, I was thinking about those Girl Scout cookies and I just wanted Girl Scout cookies more than anything. I want to eat those Thin Mints and I want to actually, you know, my favorite thing to do would be to eat an entire, you know, they come in the box of two rows, so just eat an entire row all by myself.You know, so and I just thinking about that, oh, I want to eat those Girl Scout cookies. And there I was like what we call a hungry ghost. A hungry ghost. In Buddhism, a hungry ghost is a being that doesn't know satisfaction, that has no idea, could have three, you know, I think three Thin Mints is probably enough, actually. But, you know, I thought, well, you know, I'd need to have at least 20 to be satisfied, right? So that was like I was a hungry ghost. I had no idea. of what it meant to be satisfied. Okay? And then I got there, and all those thin mints were gone, and I was filled with, I have to be honest, I was filled with hatred for the person who had bought the last box. I was thinking, oh, I hate that person. Oh, I hope they choke on their thin mint. And so then I was born as what we call a hell being. In Buddhism, to be born in hell means to have this hatred, because it's really bad. It's really kind of bad for you to have these angry, hateful feelings. And so then I fell into hell. And then I was thinking back to my childhood and, you know, how when I was a kid, you know, when we had a box of Thin Mints at home, I would get to have a few for dessert, but I had to eat all the green beans on my plate first, right? And normally, you know, you should eat your vegetables, right? Because why should you eat your vegetables? Can anyone tell me why? Yeah, Mia?
Because it's healthy.
It's healthy, that's right. Moana? No, you don't eat your vegetables? No? So it's right, because it's nutritious, and they taste good. You know, things don't have to be sweet and salty and fatty to be delicious. So you can have vegetables are good too. But for me, I had to have that reward. I had to have that promise of Thin Mints at the end of the meal to actually eat my vegetables. And so in Buddhism, we say that when you only do the things that you should do because you're either looking for a reward or afraid of being punished, that you're living like an animal. Does anyone here have any pets at home? Yeah? So when you train a pet, you know, you either have to give it a treat or give it some kind of punishment in order to train it. And so people can be that same way when we're not living as humans, when we're living as animals. So for me, growing up, those Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies were something that could actually turn me into a being that was living kind of like an animal, that I would just look for that reward and not do the things that I should do just out of common sense. Okay, so these are three of the what we call the evil realms or the bad realms, because when you get so caught up in these feelings, you don't even pay attention to what's true. And there are three other realms. One of those realms is the realm of the Asuras. Have you ever heard of the Asuras? Asuras are fighting titans. They're very competitive. They're competitive. An Asura would cut in front of an old lady waiting in line to get a box of Thin Mints, because they only think about getting what they want, only think about winning at all costs. That's an Asura, okay? So that's another kind of realm of birth that you can receive, according to the Buddhas. And then finally, there are two other realms, but first I want to talk about the realm of the heavenly beings. Heavenly beings. Heavenly beings are enjoying the satisfaction of desire. So when you're born as a heavenly being, you've got those Thin Mints. You've got that whole row of Thin Mints in your hand. Nobody's looking. You can just gobble away and enjoy that satisfaction, not thinking about anybody else. You're just enjoying your own happiness and your own pleasure, not thinking about, oh, maybe my mom wants to eat one or two of these too, right? You're totally ignoring other people's needs, just enjoying your own happiness. It's a happy time, but it can lead to suffering if you don't pay attention to other people's needs. Okay, so these are five realms of six total. So we've got the hungry ghosts, which is about greed. Okay, so if you're greedy, you can be born as a hungry ghost. You've got the hell beings, which is the realm of anger and hatred. You've got the animal realm, the realm of ignorance, of just doing things because you want to get a reward or you're afraid of being punished. Then you've got the realm of the Asuras, those very, very cutthroat competitors. They'll do anything to win. Okay? You've got the realm of the heavenly beings who are just enjoying their own happiness without thinking about other people's situation, how other people feel. And there's one more realm that I didn't mention. Can you think of the one more realm that I didn't mention? There's one more. The human realm. The human realm. And according to the Buddhist teachings, the human realm is the very best realm to be born into. Ma, 仏教では六道 というのがあるんですね. Ma, gaki, chikusho, jigoku, asura, tennin, そして人間. その中に人間が一番素晴らしいというのは、人間が仏法を聞ける その正しいことを聞ける周りの人の状態を気づくことができるんですね。
So the realm of the humans is the best realm because in the realm of the humans you can pay attention to other people around you, and other people's needs. And yesterday as I was standing in front of the library, going through the six realms of existence myself, wishing for Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies, I saw the girl who was sitting there selling the cookies, and she reminded me of the girls who were here, sitting here in our front row, and who were here selling cookies last week at our temple, and from time to time are here and are doing different activities. And I thought, this is a wonderful example of people who are living in the human realm. They're exhibiting the wonderful virtues of a human being. I think that the Girl Scout law, which provides the guidance for living according to the Girl Scout kind of lifestyle or the Girl Scout way, is a wonderful expression of what it means to live in the human realm. To live in the human realm. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Girl Scout law, I'll just read it for you. I received it from Kimi Lu, sent it to me, and so I had it, and I wanted to share it all with you. So the Girl Scout law. Why don't we have the Girl Scouts join me in reading the Girl Scout law, okay? You all ready? You should stand up, okay? Let's read it all together, okay? So let's see. You know, I don't know how to do this the way you guys do. So let's see. Why don't we have? Let's see. Mia, can you start us off? Somebody starts it off, right? Yep, Mia, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Okay. Do my. Okay, in the Girl Scout law, I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout. Very good. Okay. Can have a seat. Wonderful. Let's give them a hand. Yay. Very good. So let's think about this a little bit. Think about how this relates to the six realms, okay? So hungry ghosts, what are hungry ghosts like? Hungry ghosts are greedy, right? And what are Girl Scouts like? Girl Scouts use resources wisely. And I think they're able to make do with what they have. That's what it means to use your resources wisely, right? Okay? Animals don't think for themselves. They just act according to fearing punishment or looking for rewards. Girl Scouts, on the other hand, Girl Scouts take responsibility for what they say and do. So they think about what they're going to do, and then they act according to what they're willing to take responsibility for. Okay? Hell beings are hateful and mean. But what are Girl Scouts like? Girl Scouts are friendly and helpful, right? Okay. Asuras will do whatever it takes to win, right? They're those competitors. They just want to do whatever they need to do to win. Girl Scouts, on the other hand, are honest and fair, right? Heavenly beings, they're so caught up in having a good time and their own pleasures that they don't think about other people and maybe what other people might need or want. Girl Scouts, on the other hand, are considerate and caring. Considerate and caring. So it's easy for us to slip out of this way of living as a human being. It's easy for us to fall into one of these five realms of just looking after ourselves or just getting caught up in our own ideas or our own what we want, getting angry about it when we don't get what we want. But if you think about this Girl Scout law, it's a wonderful example for all of us, even people like me. I'm not a Girl Scout, right? But I can follow these principles to try to live a good life as a human being. And that's what the Buddha's teaching is all about. It's about how to live in the human realm and to eventually to go beyond all six realms and to realize
life as a Buddha. As a Buddha, that's the goal of our tradition. But in order to do that, you need to begin by dwelling in the human realm where you can closely listen to the teachings of the Buddha.
まあ、この六道の中には、いろいろ迷いの世界と言われますけど、まあ、その六道の中の一番いいのは人間というのは、人間が、最も仏法を聞ける存在ですね。最も正しい道を聞き分けるというのは人間の存在。で、どうやって人間として生きるかと考えますと、私はこのガロスカウトの掟が本当に人間の生き方だと思います。例えば、ガキは、まあ、いろいろなものを貪ったりする。でも人間、ガロスカウトは資源を心がけてよく使うということですね。そして動物はあまり自分で物事を考えないんですけど、ガロスカウトというのは自分の行為とか言葉に責任を持って自分で判断することがありますね。そして、まあ、ガキはよく、まあ、そういう、あまり、まあ、良くない、意地悪い気持ちがいっぱいあるんですけど、地獄ですね。地獄は意地悪い気持ちですけど、ガロスカウトはよく人を助け合うというものですね。そして、アシュラは、まあ、どうしても勝つようにするんですけど、ガロスカウトは、まあ、正直で、そういう公平的に行うんですね。そして、まあ、天人は自分の楽しいことばかりを考えるんですけど、ガロスカウトは周りの人に心を配って、周りの人を助け合うことをしますね。
So the wonderful thing about life in the human realm is that it's the realm where you can hear the true teachings, whoever your true teacher is, whether that true teacher is the Buddha, as it is for me, or perhaps your true teacher is Jesus or Muhammad or a Hindu sage, whoever that true teacher is, if you listen truly to those teachings, then you can discover how to live with less sadness and fewer troubles. And whichever teacher you follow, whether your true teacher is the Buddha or Shinran Shonin or Jesus or Muhammad or a Hindu sage or whomever, I think you will find that helping others and trying to make the world a better place is the way to make the most of this precious gift of human life.
まあその自分の人生を貴重にいただいた珍しい人生をどういうふうに最も大事にする、どういうふうに一番よく活躍させることと考えますと、やっぱり周りの人を助け合ってちょっとでもこの世を良くなるように努力をするのはこの貴重な人生を充実する方法だと私が思います。
So I'd like to once again congratulate our Girl Scouts on all their hard work on the occasion of Girl Scout Sunday andIn closing, I invite you to join me in reflection as we once again hear the words of Shinran Shonin and reflect on our own human existence and what we will do to live and make the most of this human life.
そして最後に人生の、まあ、人間をいただいたことを考えますと、Shinran Shonin の言葉を頂戴して終わりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
Considering then this human existence,Hard is it to obtain. It is like the blossoming of a rare and precious flower. Truly we have come now to hear the Pure Land teaching, so rare to encounter. Truly we have encountered the opening of the Dharma gate of the Nembutsu.
今人として生まれたことを考えると、それは実に得難いことである。このことは、例えばうどん芸が初めて咲くようなものである。今まさに聞きがたい浄土の教えを聞く縁に会うことができた。今まさに念仏の教えが解き開かれる時に会うことができたと。ナモアミダブツ。ナモ
アミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブ